Today on More to Life, time for a turnaround. Hoping to make a change in your life or a relationship? Not sure how to get started or keep it going once you have? Let us help you succeed and make it stick. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, time for a turnaround. We're talking about making change. And changes are hard. Whether we are choosing to make them or changes are being thrust upon us, change isn't a lot of fun. So if we're talking about dealing with changes and making change more effectively, is there a change that you'd like to make in your own life or a relationship? A change you have to make for whatever reason, and you're having a hard time getting your head around it. Whether you're not sure how to get started making that change, keep it going once you have, or figuring out what direction you need to take that change in, we want to help you succeed and make it stick. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
You know, We're all struggle with this, right? Because we kind of love equilibrium. We love to just be at peace and have our lives flow and let nothing shake us or change what's going on. And yet, we can't stay in front of the tabernacle all the time. We want to. That's where we find our peace. But we are called to go out into the world and do things to change the world, to take care of people, to take care of ourselves. And when we do that, when we answer that call, sometimes it requires us to change or grow or deal with a challenge. And we don't want to, but we need to. So how do we tap into God's grace? How do we know what He wants us to do? And how do we make effective change and keep that change no matter what it is that we're trying to do in our lives? That's what we're talking about here on More to Life today. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
We want to hear from you about the changes you're trying to make in your life or a relationship with someone you care about, or a change that you're having to deal with that, you know, it's kind of a hard adjustment to make. In terms of facing that change or making that change, what's getting in your way? You know, are the people around you discouraging you or undermining you in some way? Are you not sure where to start? Or when you do get started, do obstacles or setbacks derail you? Whether you are trying to, as I said, change something in your life, or your relationships, as long as those changes would help you be a healthier, more virtuous person, or have healthier, holy relationships, the God who makes all things new wants to help you succeed. Let us help you connect with that grace you need to overcome the stumbling blocks in your path to making those graceful changes. 877-573-7825.
And you know, sometimes we aren't even trying to make the change. But life just brings those changes to us. I mean, think about just being a parent, if that's your role in life and you're a parent. Every time you feel like you got it, you know, oh, I got this, I'm good at this now, the kids go through another change. And you have to figure out how to cope with that, deal with that, help them to flourish in that. We'll somehow take care of ourselves and figure out how we're going to flourish in that. So sometimes we want to make real changes, getting healthier, getting a new job, doing big things that we feel like we're taking point on. And other times, Changes just come at us on a daily basis. So if you're trying to cope with change today or make those changes effectively, give us a call and we'll connect you with good skills and God's grace. 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And maybe you're wondering, well, you know, what is that, and how can it possibly help me deal with change or make change? Well, you've come to the right place. So when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discern God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on his design of our body and his work through salvation history.
You know, sometimes, you know, as we talk about change, you know, we can get caught up in certain challenges in our life or our relationships, and it can seem like nothing's ever going to change. But the theology of the body reminds us that when we look at our life, what we see isn't what we get. At the beginning of time, God created us to live abundant, intimate, joyful, healthy, holy lives. Although sin entered the world and frustrated that plan, God is not defeated. Every day, through his grace, God is helping us rebuild the remarkable, grace-filled lives he created us to live. Now, of course, that doesn't happen on its own. When we experience difficulties in making changes in our life or our relationships, the first thing we need to do is to bring that situation to God without ceasing. Every day, we have to ask God to teach us how he wants us to respond to the challenge we're facing, step by step. When responding to a frustrating situation, no matter how long we've been working on it, we have to cultivate the mindset that we don't know anything, especially when we think we do. Instead, we need to ask God to teach us as if we are children who are experiencing the situation for the very first time. That's the poverty of spirit that allows God to lead us to the changes he wants to make in our lives.
And then secondly, we need to get to work. You know, as we continue to pray as if we need to be taught from the ground up how to respond to each step of the problem we're trying to solve, we need to constantly ask ourselves, how could I glorify God in this moment? How could I work for the ultimate good of the person in front of me? What would it mean for me to be my best self in this situation, especially when my plans are being frustrated? Like a toddler learning to walk, when we adopt this approach, we become God's little children, reaching out for his hand, asking him to teach us how to live the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled lives we were created for. And that's what we want to help you do today. So give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, is there a change you are trying to make in your own life, in your marriage, in your parenting, in your family life? You know, because those are all areas that are hard. They're just hard.
Just challenging.
And, it can be hard to make those changes, especially when it comes to a relationship and the other person's dragging their feet or they're not listening. Or maybe a change has been thrust on you and you're not sure how to adapt to it or what God's calling you to in the face of it. Let's talk it out.
Maybe you're trying to help somebody else change. You either see where they need to change and why can't you just convince them to do it, or they are trying to make that change and you don't know how to support them through it. That's an important role in life. And if you're struggling to figure out what does God want you to do and how much does he want you to do, we're here for you today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you and we bring to you those situations that we'd like to change or that need to change or that are changing whether we'd like it or not. And we ask you, Lord, for the grace and the wisdom and the perseverance and all the virtues that would enable us to respond to those changes gracefully. Teach us how to respond to those situations so that we can always keep your vision for our lives and relationships in mind, even above our own vision for those things. Help us to know that you are constantly giving us the grace to grow and to change and to become everything we were created to be in this life. Help us, Lord, to not settle for what we think we can accomplish on our own, but rather to come to you and ask you to teach us what you want our life, our marriage, our family, our situation to look like, and give us the strength to follow that vision no matter what, so that you can be glorified in our lives and we can be a witness to the power of your grace. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, it's time for a turnaround. If you are either hoping to make a change in your life or a relationship, or you need to make a change in your life or relationships, or a change has been thrust upon you and you're not sure how to deal with that, we are here to help. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we have an email here from Joseph, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Indiana. He said, my dad is setting to retire, and I have worked our family farm my whole life. But my love has always been on handling the livestock and the hands-on daily running of the farm. My dad trained my brother to handle the business, but now my brother has been dealing with some health issues and isn't always able to handle work. I'm very anxious about taking on the business and on top of all my work. Dad says he'll stay on long enough to teach me, but my brain keeps telling me that I'm going to mess it all up. How do I get past this feeling that I'm having so that I can succeed for myself and for our family? That's Joseph in Indiana.
Joseph, thank you so much for the question. And we'll certainly add you and the situation to our More to Life prayer list for
and
you.
And your brother's health. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. But I'll tell you this. So we talk a lot in the pastoral counseling practice about consolations versus desolations, right? And this is actually something that comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola. Broadly speaking, a consolation is the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And it's kind of, well, I'll tell you that. You know those cartoons where the person has an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other?
Yeah.
Well, the cartoonist got it from St. Ignatius, okay? Because a consolation is when the Holy Spirit is whispering in our spiritual ear. A desolation is when the enemy is whispering in our spiritual ear. And how do you tell the difference? Well, St. Ignatius has several rules for spiritual discernment, and we've adapted those to help our clients, you know, get greater clarity about what God's calling them to in every area of their life. So a consolation is any thought or feeling or impulse that nudges you toward the person God wants you to be or helps you be that healthier, holier, more integrated, grace-filled person. A desolation is any thought or feeling or impulse that is in your mind or going through your feelings that pulls you away from God or makes it harder for you to strive to be that person God is calling you to be. So based on what you're saying, what's happening here, it sounds like, is you're experiencing some desolations where the enemy is whispering in your spiritual ear that you can't do this, that you're not up to this, that what if you fail and what if that? I think a way to transform that is something we talk about here on the show pretty regularly. Instead of saying what if, saying even if. So imagine the obstacles that you might be facing here. And instead of saying, well, what if this terrible thing happens? Or what if this obstacle comes down the road? Or what if I can't handle this particular situation? Say, even if this situation happens, this is how I could handle it. Even if this problem occurs, this is how I could work through it. Even if I can't handle this situation on my own, these are the resources or the supports that I could get to be able to manage it. By just making that one small change, you're transforming those desolations from the enemy, and you're tuning into the consolations that the Holy Spirit is whispering in your ear. Because remember, if God is for us, who can be against us? Now, I'm not saying to go out and do foolish things. You know, if you jump off a cliff, you know, Jesus, you know,
right.
Jesus was tempted
devil,
to do that.
The devil tempted Jesus into
right?
it, too. And
we're not talking about that.
For it,
but
yeah.
We're talking about if you've been put in a position and you are praying about that and you do feel led to do it and respond to that call, God is going to give you all the resources you need to succeed in that role. And so adopting that even if approach allows you to be open to what God is doing in your life and wants to do in your life, as opposed to setting limits on his grace by saying, well, I couldn't do that on my own, and what if that happened, and that would be terrible.
And it will allow you to calm your mind and your spirit enough to be able to start making those plans. They don't have to be letter for letter, but just to know they're your backup plan. And also, please take this approach in talking with your father and your brother about what are the things that can be done. It's not just that your dad has to come in and train you to take care of the business. Yes, he does. That's absolutely imperative, and I'm glad he feels he can stay on long enough to really help you get that, you know, taken care of. But you also can't do everything. That's very, very obvious. So really talking to your dad about, hey, you know, we know how long it takes to take care of the physical plant of this farm, and it takes X amount of hours to make sure that we can run the business part of this. If we can't count on the health of your brother, who can we trust? What can we put into place? How can we afford to get some help? Think about those things before you hit the crisis of trying to do the job of 100 people and plan together.
And that's another example of the even if kind
exactly.
of thinking, right? Even if my brother's health takes a turn for the worst, how could we handle that? Right? So it's a small shift, but it makes all the difference, because what if thinking, otherwise known as catastrophizing, causes us to live in the fear that puts up blocks to God's grace? But that even if thinking allows us to present our problems to the Lord, receive his guidance on how to respond, gather resources, and make a plan for success. So, Joseph, I hope that these suggestions will be helpful to you. If you'd like to learn more about consolations and desolations and how they can help you, or how learning to lean into consolations can help you overcome the anxiety that you're feeling about this change that you're facing, I encourage you to check out my book, Unworried: A Life Without Anxiety. Again, that's Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. You can check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. And listeners, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Are you having to make a change in your life or relationships? Would you like to make a change in your life or a relationship? Or has a change been forced on you and you're trying to make the best of it but aren't sure how? Well, however change is impacting your life, and let's face it, change is always impacting our lives, let us help you find graceful ways to respond and overcome the obstacles in your way. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. When we return, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be talking with Rachel Isaac about tips that she shares with her clients on how to face change effectively.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Everything we say in the Mass is directly from Scripture. The opening prayers, the closing words from the deacon. Everything except the homily, which is an actual reflection or is supposed to be on the readings of the day. Everything is directly from Scripture. So when people say, well, I never heard the Bible at Mass, and that's why I left the Catholic Church, that's simply factually wrong. They either have not been to a Mass or are not willing to admit just how scripturally sound the Mass is. So I think it's very important to study Scripture. So important, and especially as it relates to the celebration of the Eucharist, right, which is a coming together of a celebration of Thanksgiving. That's what the word means. And there's all kinds of great things you can learn about our relationship with the Lord in the Eucharist and in the Mass by studying Scripture.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Time for a Turnaround, as we talk about change. Whether you're trying to make a change or having to make a change, we want to help you face those changes with grace. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She specializes in the psychology of success and directs the Catholic Counselors program, CatholicCounselors.com program in performance excellence. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for having me.
I could use some of your excellence coaching to do a better introduction there.
But, even now.
Yeah, even now. So we'll work on that later. But
you
wanted to talk a little bit about how we get over the fear of change and start to embrace change effectively.
You know, when we're dealing with fear and anxiety or uncertainty about change, we often kind of mentally and physically withdraw and shut down. We just close ourselves off really as an attempt to protect ourselves. But when we close ourselves off, we end up locking ourselves into that place of fear and uncertainty. Just we feel trapped and powerless. So when we're faced with fear of change, there are two things that I think can really help us feel more empowered and peaceful. The first one is to ask ourselves, when have I experienced and navigated change in my life before? There are really countless times in our lives when we go through change, but once we're through it, it feels normal again. So we kind of tend to forget, which makes us just feel like every change in our life is just brand new and different. But chances are you've gone through something, like moving to a new place, starting a new job, starting a new school, visiting a new place, making a new friend, you know, the list goes on and on. Write down the times in your life where you've gone through change before, and then kind of ask yourself, what helped me get through those situations, and how could it help me navigate this current change? Another thing that I think is really helpful when we're trying to make a change ourselves is to focus on our likes rather than our wants. So what I mean by this is, for example, I don't want to work out, but I like to feel more energetic or healthy. I don't want to have a difficult conversation with somebody, but I would like my relationships to be more abundant. I don't want to journal, but I like the feeling of clarity and peace. When we focus on our likes rather than our wants in situations like this, it reframes our mindset enough that we can often kind of find the motivation to continue with the change that we would like to make, even if we don't necessarily want to take the action steps that we need to in that moment.
I love that. I mean, just hearing you say that just gives me the sense of, oh, wow, this is empowering. This is a whole different way of thinking of it. Because I think when we don't want, we often have like all the teachers and the parents and the coaches who made us do stuff to get us to achieve. But if we think of, no, I like to feel this way or I like to do this thing, that just flips the pressure.
Well, I mean, I'll give us some personal examples even. I mean, you know, I don't want to make the bed every day, but I like walking into the bedroom and seeing it neat. You know, I don't like doing paperwork, but I do like feeling like I have everything
all your
in
ducks
its place
in a row.
And all my ducks in a row. You know, and so that mindset shift really does help us get a little extra motivation, a little boost that we need to kind of get over that initial hump. And I love your other suggestion too of having, you know, just reflecting on the changes we've been through before, because a lot of times, you know, we just sort of white knuckle our way through the thing and then it's done and it's over and oh, thank God that's done with. And we don't ever think about how God got us through it or what resources we relied on or what support we had. But taking that moment to reflect on how God brought us through, what we did to cooperate with His grace, helps us fill up our toolbox to be able to make those changes now.
Exactly. And I think, too, one of the big things that kind of connects both of these points is that in taking these action steps, we're moving towards essentially the feeling that we want to have rather than getting stuck in the feeling that we currently have. We often wait for our feelings to change to take action, but in taking these two steps that I've spelled out, we're really taking the action steps that we need to let our feelings follow, and that's a really more, a much more empowering thing to do. So let your feelings follow your actions rather than letting your feelings dictate your actions.
That is a hugely important tip, because I'll tell you what, if I just did what my feelings told me to do all the time, I'd be sitting on the couch like a little potato all day, all night. But if I get up and I get those things done, if I follow those actions, it changes everything and is really empowering.
Rachel, thanks so much for being with us. We always appreciate your insights. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, we encourage them to go to CatholicCounselors.com and learn more about the Catholic Counselors Program in Performance Excellence. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Well, we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825, and we're talking about change, but really, the flip side of that is we're talking about not settling, because when we're not changing, we are settling. And whether we have to make a change or are choosing to make a change or some change is upon us, we need to see that as an invitation that God is giving us to grow into the healthy, holy people He created us to be. And to use that as an opportunity to cooperate with His grace, to let His power be manifest in our lives. Let's talk about how to make that happen for you today on More to Life, on our show titled Time for a Turnaround. If you are hoping to make a change in your life or a relationship, faced with a change or having a change thrust on you, we are here to help you find the graceful tools you need to overcome the obstacles and make those changes. 877-573-7825. We will be back with your calls right after this.
Do you know the origin of the rainbow? According to the Catholic Catechism, the first rainbow occurred after the flood when God established a covenant with Noah and his descendants. The rainbow was God's pictorial reminder to both God and man. God tells Noah in Genesis, "This is the sign I am giving for all ages to come of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant I have made between me and you and all living beings, so that the waters will never again be a flood to destroy all mortal beings." Little wonder a vivid Valentine from our Creator so excites our eyes. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
The Heart of the Interior Life with Elizabeth Jingle.
St. Ignatius of Loyola wrote in the first rule of his teaching on the discernment of spirits, "In persons going from mortal sin to mortal sin, the enemy is ordinarily accustomed to propose apparent pleasures to them, leading them to imagine sensual delights and pleasures in order to hold them more and more and make them grow in their vices and sins." Father Timothy Gallagher writes, "If this working in the imagination is the ordinary tactic of the enemy in all ages, it would seem true to say the stakes are higher in a culture of the image, as is ours today. How does the enemy of human nature act when we are moving away from God? For persons moving away from God, the enemy works in the imagination to keep a person engaged with sin, moving from mortal sin to mortal sin. The enemy's empty promises are always a lie. When believed and acted upon, they always leave the soul weakened and farther from God."
For more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Throughout Scripture, again and again, we hear that we're to not be afraid, that we must trust in the Lord and be confident in God's providence, deliverance, mercy, and constant care. As theologian Hans Urs von Balthasar once observed, quote, "When one surveys even from a distance how often and how openly sacred Scripture speaks of fear and anxiety, an initial conclusion presents itself. The Word of God is not afraid of fear or anxiety." End quote. What a powerful observation. When we feel anxious, God wants us to wrap ourselves in His grace. But sometimes that's easier said than done. A good place to start is to take a moment to remind yourself of all the other times when you were sure you were doomed, but God came through. Allow yourself to relive the relief you felt in those past moments. Then praise God for His past faithfulness and ask for the grace to remember that He is still as faithful now as he was then. To learn more tips for overcoming anxiety, check out my book, Unworried, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Time for a Turnaround, as we talk about making change or dealing with the changes that you have to face. If you're looking for grace-filled ways to overcome those obstacles, make those changes, and make them stick, we're here to help at 877-573-7825. You know, every day on the Catholic Home app, that's Catholic H-O-M, it stands for Households on Mission, we are helping parents make the changes that they need to make to create more loving, connected, caring, faithful Catholic homes with regular personalized coaching and tons of creative resources, exclusive podcast content, and tons of other things to help families thrive. Catholic Home is a great community of Catholic families just like you who are working to make the changes they need to make to glorify God in their homes and encounter Christ more meaningfully at home and really live His love in everything that they do. We'd love to see you be part of the Catholic Home community. Subscribe to the Catholic HOM app today. You get 2 free months for an annual subscription of $149, or you can go $14.95 a month. And for all that, you get tons and tons of support and all the resources you need to build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic household on mission. Check it out today. Download the Catholic HOM app. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 as we talk about making change in every area of our lives.
We're talking now with David, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Louisiana.
Hi, David. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. And, man, before I ask my question, you said something just a few minutes ago that no counselor over the 35 years that I've been getting a lot of counseling in and out for, like, anxiety issues, no one has ever said what you just said about, instead of thinking about what if you just start thinking, even though, no one has ever said that in those words, and maybe they came close to, but you just really opened my eyes over something. So the first thing I'm going to do is buy your book, and maybe there's more to it in there, but I am,
well, praise
that
God.
Really helped me out a lot. I've never heard that before, and it makes a lot of sense.
That's awesome, David. Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that feedback, and I'm glad that insight is helping you to see new opportunities for yourself. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I really need to get more into that. But anyway, here's my question. I'm a revert into Catholicism, and there was a period not too long ago where I noticed that over the few years that I really began coming back to my faith, I have these peaks and lulls. I made a big change to come back to Catholicism and go to Mass regularly and daily Masses and read all I can and pray as much as I possible, especially the Rosary. And I'm really enjoying praying the Rosary now by myself, in groups, whatever, online with other groups. But I noticed, like I said, peaks and lulls. There may become a time where it's almost like I start to lose interest in praying and reading and going to Mass. And I feel like I'm going to Mass a lot of times because I have to go to Mass. And I know it's good to be obedient, even if your heart's not in it so much, but I'm still being obedient, you know? And I know that's not the favorite way to go about it, but sometimes, hey,
I really do think that there's a lot to it. I wouldn't knock that down. I mean, I think there's a lot to it. But I want to respond to all that. But I want to make sure that I understand your question. So what are you asking?
Yeah,
How can we help you?
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, when you're going through these lulls where it just feels like you're just not, and I'm like the guy in the gospel where Jesus said, you know, just have faith in it, or just believe. And he said, hey, Jesus, I do believe. Help me with my unbelief. You know. I'm that person, you know. It's like part of me always says, this can't, you know, part of me is somehow, it's like it says, maybe none of this is true, you know, but I know it can't be, you know. So I fight with those things a lot, and, you know, that's a little Satan trying to, you know, steer me away. I know that, and I know that's the evil spirits trying to break me down, you know, but I go through these phases where I kind of, like, I just feel dry, and but I'll always come back even stronger, it seems like, which is, I guess, these little lulls are good because you kind of wake up again and you come back fervently, you know. But do y'all have advice for people that, you know, you when you go through these just really bad spiritual lulls, you just kind of, you know, grin and bear it and know that, hey, it's going to come back, you know, or is there any tips on how to deal?
Yeah, of course. Well, let's talk through that. Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely the idea that grin and bear it is we want to do what the church has taught us to do, because those are very good anchors that allow us to keep those spiritual doors open. But while we go through that routine of praying the way we know how to pray, taking advantage of all of the sacraments that we can take advantage of as often as we can, we want to be coming to God and saying, what is it you want me to learn from this right now? And how can I break this down into smaller bits so that I can get more from it? So we'll talk about, you know, as Greg was talking about earlier, consolations and desolations and these things that we can learn from these moments. But we also want to do very much what Rachel Isaac was saying before, where it's, even if I'm going through kind of this moment of dryness, I know by faith that God is present. How can I recognize him in one thing today? And really looking for those moments where he showed up for you, where you feel blessed, where you felt some prompting of the Holy Spirit, even in something tiny, like, you know, oh, park over here instead of over there, you'll find that parking space. We want to do little things that we can connect, and we want to focus more on maybe the, like, your example, David, was the rosary. Instead of saying, I've got to get through my whole rosary, saying, I'm going to get through a decade, but I'm going to really think about how the people in this mystery were feeling and experiencing it while they were going through it. Have I ever felt this way? Do I feel this way now? What can I learn from them? So breaking down our prayer life into tinier bits and looking for those tiny moments where God has shown up for us, even when we're feeling dry, can be a great first step in dealing with what feels like overwhelming dryness or darkness in our lives.
Yeah, I want to second everything that Lisa was saying, and I want to reframe this for you. Our relationship with God is like any other relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You're not always high and madly in love
with
all the time,
spouse, or,
you know, but you still love them, right? The feelings can kind of come and go, depending on a lot of things. A lot of things that may not even have anything to do with the relationship. You know, I'm tired. You know, I had a stressful day. Whatever it is, but those feelings in the relationship can come and go. So what do we do in that relationship? We still show up for dinner. You know, we still show up for prayer time together as a couple. We still, you know, go out. And even if we don't feel that deep love right then, as we do those things, one, it helps us to maintain the habits that help us stay connected to each other, and then secondly give us an opportunity to work through the things that might be coming in the way. So you know, if I'm not feeling those feelings that I want to have for my wife, for example, you know, I might show up for dinner, but then say, hey, you know what? I feel like we're a little disconnected this week. What do we need to do to get back on track? You know, or, you know, whatever, right? But I'm maintaining the practices that maintain the relationship, even if some of the zest has gone out of it.
As you do with God by keeping a prayer life and a sacramental life, as you were saying.
But then I'm also problem solving a little bit, but for what's getting in the way of me being where I want to be in this relationship.
And if we take some of the things that I was talking about to, say, a marital relationship that might feel like it's flagging for a little while or for a longer while, A, if you start looking for what are the blessings that your spouse has brought into your life that day? You know, even if it's a little thing, they got me a drink of water, they, you know, did the dishes, they showed up, you know, whatever those things are that are little blessings, they're usually bigger ones there to see. That makes us say, oh, wait a minute, there are things I really do feel blessed about with this person. There are things that really do engage me in this relationship. And also breaking those things down, as Greg was saying, you know, as I said with the rosary, saying, what can I do today to make my marriage a little bit better, to make my spouse feel a little bit more loved, to make me feel a little bit more connected? Can I bring her flowers? Can I write a card? Can we go for a walk together? That's what we do in physical, temporal relationships. We can do the same thing with God. If our prayer life is flagging, maybe we always pray in one certain way. Well, maybe, you know, doing our rosary on a rosary walk outside, giving ourselves a chance to process more, taking on something new, reading a different spiritual book. All these little things, just as we would do new things to enhance a temporal worldly relationship here in the world, I don't mean, you know, in sinfully worldly, if we do those things with God, knowing that he's in love with us, he never leaves us, and he wants to be there to help us grow. And also, David, you were so smart, so wise in saying when you've had these moments of flagging in your spiritual life before, you come out stronger. So saying to God, you've been there for me before. You've helped me to grow. You've shown up even when I don't feel worthy of you showing up. Help me get through this and see what you're trying to do now. Walk with me and let me see you in every moment of every day.
The last thing I'll leave you with, David, is that God never withdraws from us. He sometimes feels like he does. Right? So especially when we're going through those times of dryness, it's like, where are you, Lord? What he's doing is he's speaking to us in a different way that we're not used to hearing. And you know, this is true about the larger spiritual walk where you know, you go through certain specific stages of dryness, but it's also true in just those sort of ebbs and flows of the spiritual life where God might be saying, for example, if I'm praying in a particular way all the time, God might be saying, well, I love that you're doing that, but I want to give you more graces and kind of do some work on you by having you pray in a new way.
And help you discover me by doing that. You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. Let's go back to that marriage metaphor again. If you're doing the same thing for your spouse all the time, every Friday you bring her flowers, most wives would be like, oh my gosh, there's, you know, somebody who would bring your flowers every Friday. But if it just becomes routine and they're not feeling loved by it anymore, and we say, oh, wait a minute, I need to find a different way to show my spouse I love her and connect with her. Sometimes taking those little changes in our prayer life, in our spiritual reading, while we keep pursuing the sacraments and the graces that we know are there, that can really ignite things for us.
So keep up the spiritual practices that you have, but also really look at that dryness and say, you know, what are the things going on in my life that are preventing me from feeling this connection? And then bring those to God and ask him to work through those. And also literally look at the little ways he is blessing you every day and saying, you know, David, I love you. You know, nothing good happens by accident. You know, if you look at the Genesis story, everything's supposed to be awful all the time. And the only reason it's not is because God is constantly pulling good out of evil, order out of chaos, peace out of conflict. And every good thing that happens is because God has moved heaven and earth to make that thing happen for you, to say, I love you. So make sure that you're counting those blessings literally as well, as a way of saying that even in those spiritual dry times, God is still present to you, loving you and giving those hugs that let you know that he is there. David, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate the comments, the feedback that you gave us on what we were sharing with you. And I hope that these insights will help you move forward in your spiritual life even more confidently. But you're doing exactly what you ought to be doing, and I hope that these suggestions will add to those efforts as well. We got to go to break, but as we do, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
I picked this verse because it's not just a description of something that's going to happen someday. It's a description of how change happens now. You know, theologians say that, God is, and they use this term, the ground of our being. What that means is, when you imagine the kind of perfect you, you know, that whole healed, godly, grace-filled you that seems like it's unattainable, but you'd like to be that person. That person already exists in God. And the closer you draw to him, the more you become that person. Until ultimately we become the saints that we were created to be. So when it comes to this idea of facing change, we need to keep bringing those changes to God and saying, Lord, help me to draw closer to you so that I can discover those changes that already exist in you, so that you can give me the grace to be what I already am in you, which changes everything. Instead of fighting to become something that you're not, by drawing closer to the Lord, he's revealing who you really are. We keep talking about changes and the changes you'd like to make, the changes you have to make, the changes that you're dealing with that have been thrust on you, and how to manage them gracefully. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue after the break.
The most amazing saints from modern times, John Paul II, Maximilian Kolbe, and Maria Faustina with the Divine Mercy. This is Steve Ray. We invite you to join us on a pilgrimage to Poland and experience this incredible Catholic country, the land of saints, Catholic culture, gorgeous churches and shrines, and delicious food. Join us next April as we again visit Poland, one of our favorite pilgrimage destinations.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
Here's the new challenge. At least 1 hour a week in front of the Blessed Sacrament, with the goal of an hour a day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I had a guy come up to me and he says, Father, you know, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm in a men's fellowship. I pray with my wife every day. I go to Mass every Sunday and usually a couple times during the week. I read scripture. He goes, I want more. I said, do you pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament? He said, outside of Mass, no. I said, I think that's the more. See, all these saints, these are the ones who surround us. These are the ones who ran before us. These are the ones who fought well, who kept the faith. They would tell you, as would every single saint in heaven right now, you cannot run this race if you don't spend time with the Master. Whatever else we're doing, it's second, third, and fourth. First things need to be first. And the first thing is to be with the Master. And the Master is Jesus.
Italy aficionado Teresa Tomio's newest book is coming soon to the Ave Maria online store. In Italy's Shrines and Wonders, Teresa Tomio provides how best to navigate the most popular sites, best routes, and how to best soak in all the beauty Italy has to offer. She also shares the most inspiring journeys to make your Italy excursion utterly unforgettable. Shrines and Wonders from Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomio, will be found soon at avemariaradio.net.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, then follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, time for a turnaround. We're talking about making change in our life, our relationships, how to overcome the obstacles that stand in the way of those changes, how to deal with changes that we maybe didn't want to have to deal with in the first place, and discover what God is doing through those changes. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jerry, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio on Annunciation Radio.
Hi, Jerry. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Well, mine is more of a forced change, and it's health-related. Mm-hmm. I had recently had a detached retina, and the emergency surgery was the morning after Christmas. What way to start that?
But
then I developed an infection in the eye, which caused more havoc. That is now cleared, but I'm struggling with, I can see well with one eye, but it changes perspective and depth perception, especially. Yeah. But I was so active in my parish, and now I'm just sitting back, and that is not going well with me. But I think I learned a lot from David, because he mentioned the what if.
Yeah,
and I've been asking a lot of what ifs, and I think it would be better. It's even though I'm going through this, I have to find things that I can still contribute.
Well, the moving from the what if to the even if seems to be what the Holy Spirit wants to make the theme of this show today. And Jerry, first of all, let me just give you all sorts of empathy. That is such a painful situation physically that you've been going through, and then on top of it to deal with the fear and the concern of, you know, what it means for you now and possibly in the future. Now, is the doctor expecting you to get use of your eye that has had the surgery as the healing goes on, or is this permanent?
We don't know. Okay. At first he was saying it'll take a while, you know, but the vision will get better. But then I developed that infection. So now he's saying between the detachment and the infection, which I guess he just called it angry, an angry infection. We're not sure.
So, okay. No, and that's a go ahead. I'm sorry, please.
That surgery for the infection, they had to wash out the eye. I don't want to get too
but
anyway,
but so painful, so difficult.
It's only a week ago.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you have some.
And Jerry, I want to say, first of all, again, so much empathy for what you're going through. Such a painful and scary situation. But also, when we are feeling physically depleted, it's a little harder to keep a sense of rightness about, you know, our well-being.
You know, and so give yourself the time to heal.
Yes.
I would also suggest, and this doesn't make it better in any way. I'm not trying to say, well, you know, look on the bright side. That's not at all. But what I am trying to say here is kind of look at this. You said how active you were, how busy you were. You know, look at this as an opportunity for God to minister to you, to step back a little bit and maybe reflect on where you're at in your life and your relationship with Him and the service you've been doing in the parish, and use this as a time to really consider what things you want to hold on to, what things you might want or need to let go of, what is God calling you to in this next phase of your life, you know, and what you can do even if this situation becomes more permanent. But either way, you know, using this time as an opportunity to reflect and to let God minister to you and help you have greater clarity about what He wants you to do moving forward, instead of feeling like, you know, what's wrong with me, or even why has God abandoned me? You haven't said that, but
we can all go through that when we're in the kind of pain that you're going through. I'd encourage you, Jerry, and I know you're in pain. I know this is awful, so please don't think I'm diminishing that. But to say, all right, I am in this situation right now where I've got very limited ability to leave the house and do things. I am going to attempt to take this as a spiritual retreat. God's allowing me some time to be on my own, and I'm going to spend a lot of time talking with Him, praying not just about this, but who He is in my life, where He's taking me, who He wants me to be, both now and in the future, and really meditate on that, even if I'm in this new situation, and we'll be praying fervently that your sight is completely restored. But even if things get a bit more difficult, He's going to show up for me. He's going to show me how I can be a blessing to other people in the world, and I can have the social life that I want to have. Take this time to really go into that kind of solitude that many people pay a lot of money to go on a silent retreat. Kind of take this as an invitation to just have some time alone with Him and work through it. But that even if, keep it in mind, write it down on a post-it note and put it where you can see it to remind you when it starts to get a little rough.
We've added you to our More to Life prayer list that God would provide the healing that you're looking for, but also provide the guidance that you're looking for to know how you can continue to make contributions, because I'm sure that God is not done with you yet. You have a beautiful heart. You've been serving the church. God loves you, and He wants you to continue making those differences. But right now, let Him take care of you. And if you'd like more information on how to kind of discern through this, my book, The Life God Wants You to Have, Dealing with Disappointment in the Light of Faith is available at CatholicCounselors.com. That's The Life God Wants You to Have, Dealing with Disappointment in the Light of Faith, to help discern what is God calling us to when our own plans aren't quite working out. And if you are looking to make a change, listeners, come on over to CatholicCounselors.com to check out the many resources we have for you, including the Pastoral Solutions Institute's Pastoral Telecounseling Practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. And celebrate the life God wants for you, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.